The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women with your host, Deanne DeMarco. On today's program, you'll meet the next business and entrepreneurial rising star. You'll learn from their successes, challenges, and life lessons to find out what has made them recognized in their fields. Now, here is your host, Deanne DeMarco.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women. I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco. And if you are ready to take the next steps to be empowered and motivated and better equipped for success, then stay tuned. We have got a dynamite show for you today. We're going to be talking on how to make lemonade out of lemons. And both of our guests today are women who have become entrepreneurial stars by taking some of the things that didn't quite go just right and been able to be phenomenal successes. And they're going to share those tips with you today. And I just can't wait to get started. Our first guest is Jody Plischka. And Jody is a lady who truly made gallons of lemonade out of lemons. She is a lady who, at a very young age, was going bald. I think by the age of 13, she'll tell us her story in just a few minutes. And with that, she created an invention. And Jody was one of the top finalists on ABC's American Inventor TV show, and she's been featured on a bunch of television shows, including Montel Williams, and so it's given her great internet presence. She's also a master-level psychologist, and so she helps people understand their own personal branding and business and in their everyday life based upon their life experience. She also laid out in her award-winning book, Bald is Beautiful, My Journey to Becoming. And Jody presents cutting-edge strategies on how to become your very best to break through and perform at your peak. And Jody, welcome to today's Inspiring Women.
Well, thank you, Deanne. I mean, I couldn't be any more inspired by you and your story the way it is. So it's like that good old the club that we have with the Mutual Admiration Club. I'm definitely glad to be here speaking with you, a dynamic woman as well. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, like you said, when I was 13 years old, my mom was braiding my hair, and in the back of my scalp, she found a bald spot. It was about the size of a quarter, and of course, I went through just about every single treatment from dermatologists to internists to try to find out that I actually had a condition called alopecia areata at that particular time, which is an autoimmune disorder where we produce too many white blood cells. The white blood cells think that hair is an infection and subsequently kill it off. So when I was 13, between the ages of 13 and 20 years old, I was able to get cortisone injections into my scalp to be able to regrow the hair. And it was very painful, up to about 100 injections at a time at one. Yeah, not something that's very comfortable at all. But then, Deanne, I was in a car accident on my 20th birthday. I was in my undergrad at University of Wisconsin, and car accident, 20th birthday. Within a month, all of my hair fell out. My birthday was actually just November 7th, and before Christmas time, 28 years ago, just about all of my hair had fallen out, and I had to resort to, wearing hats and wigs, and my whole life changed at that very moment. And I write about this in my autobiography because I want to try to help people overcome the certain obstacles in life that I went through and help them be able to kind of go around those hurdles and be able to, get through life a little bit easier. But I myself, Deanne, was in an abusive relationship, and I just thought the whole world was just black and awful, and for about a year, I guess I mourned the loss, like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross has her five stages of death, and, you know, losing your hair or any particular item or somebody that you love, you need to go through those particular stages. And what's really interesting, and through my my time in life looking at people, Deanne, is some people are able to maneuver through those stages a lot more rapidly than other people. And did you know that psychologically it takes us 3 minutes to actually make our mind up about a particular decision that happens in our life? So somebody comes and tells you, you know, there was a car accident and somebody passed away. Within those 3 minutes, you actually take in that information and you encode it into your brain and you tell yourself, you know, it literally would take 3 minutes to get over the fact that somebody died and you could move on with your life. But of course, we have to go through the grieving stages and the depression and the anger and the denial. But it only takes 3 minutes. Isn't that amazing? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's just really amazing. But a lot of us go through these stages more rapidly than others. And that's something that I think is we can be taught that. A lot of it is very innate. It's something we're born with. But there are certain things that we can learn how to become like a successful person, like the power of planning. You know, successful people know what they want. Successful people know why they want it. And successful people also know how to make it happen. They have a plan of action. So I think at this particular crucial crossroads in my life, I had the choice to, you know, to that fight or flight. And that's when I decided, you know what, I'm going to go back to school to obtain my master's degree, work on my PhD in psychology to better be able to understand myself, which then in return helps me have more empathy as a therapist to better be able to help other people. So that was how my whole story went. And then I was helping other people. I actually went to West Point Military Academy in New York. I moved out east to do my graduate studies, and I went to Faircross School of Medicine in the Bronx. And actually, my daughter was born at that particular time, and I was married. My husband at the time was a federal agent, undercover DEA agent in New York, so it was all glamorous until until the tragedy struck again. And, you know, not every great relationship or every great story, you know, always has a lot of those lemons in it, and that just happened to be my lemon when, you know, he decided to go a different route in his life, and my daughter and I were on our own. And that is when I was able to look back at the time I spent losing my hair and all the tragedy that I endured. And I said, you know what? I can apply a lot of those principles to what I'm going through right now, having a divorce, and the strength and everything that I endured in the past. I'm going to take all of that information, and I'm going to get through this and have my daughter be unscathed. And it was like another pinnacle moment in my life where I was able to just move forward, and we packed up our bags, and we came back to Wisconsin, where I'm originally from, and we were watching Animal Planet. And, of course, God has this great sense of humor, Deanne, because I saw these hairless sphinx cats on television. And I thought, wow, God has this great sense of humor, you know, bald mom, bald cat. I have to have these cats to be able to explain to my daughter about differences. And that's when I started writing my award-winning book series, Bella and Gizmo's Adventures, The Hairless Sphinx Cats. And then my second book was Bella Gets a New Sweater. And I wrote them with my perspective, you know, going through the tragedies and triumphs that I had endured, putting a psychological perspective into the words of the cats to be able to help kids understand better of how to understand differences and how to love themselves for who they are and get through challenges a lot easier. So I started doing that, and that really was something that was a big thing that I would work with the different cancer societies. I worked with the Look and Feel Better program for, oh goodness, over 18 years. I've worked with children and adults with American Cancer Society and hosted various different alopecia support groups. And they were just a wonderful population. And then I'm a triathlete, so I do triathlons. And I, of course, sweat rolling in my eyes is a huge issue, you know, when I'm running and sweat is stinging, burning my eyes, biking. So I was putting panty liners, which is a feminine hygiene product, which how undignified is that, right, Dan? Using these panty liners. But then I read in Time magazine that our guys and the gals in the military were also doing the same thing, using panty liners under their helmets to stop the perspiration rolling into and burning their eyes. So I was like, oh, my goodness. Then the third sign just hit me. I was reading an equestrian magazine, and it said this gentleman said the back of his horse trailer looked like a feminine hygiene accident from all the peel strips being removed from the panty liners and, you know, strewn about his horse trailer. So it was like, wow, this is like a sign to me. I have to do something about this. So I consulted with my parents, and I'm like, you know, I have to do some type of patent search and see if there's anything on the market that's made of the high-tech wickwear, like the Under Armour-like material that would go underneath their helmets and my baseball caps and my bike helmets, and there was nothing on the market. So about 12 or 13 years ago, I got my first patent. And then shortly after, I received this postcard in the mail from ABC's American Inventor TV show. Now, that's right when American Idol had just come out, and Simon Cowell was still on American Idol, and it was like such a huge deal, right, with American Idol. And so, yeah, so Simon Cowell got together with Doug Hall and Peter Jones and these other producers, and they decided to have this American Inventor, the same thing. There was over 100,000 people that auditioned in about 10 different cities. And, of course, it was a snowstorm. It was like 8 inches of snow, and my father and I are like, let's drive down to the Navy Pier, Chicago, in 8 inches of snow. Maybe there won't be a lot of people auditioning for the show. And there were a ton of people there, but nonetheless, it was such a wonderful risk to take, even though there were 8 cars in the ditch on the way down there, because over the 100,000 people, I made it all the way to the top 5 as a finalist, and was able to live out in Hollywood for 3.5 months, and I got to work with material experts from Procter & Gamble and a rock. And I just worked with these amazing people to be able to help me forward my headline at No Sweat Comfort Liners, No Sweat Safety Liners, to bring them to market. I won about $100,000 worth of seed money that went towards these, towards these different people that were helping us out. And it was just the most incredible experience. The only bad thing is I had to leave my daughter at home with my parents for those 3.5 months and was only able to speak with her for like 5 minutes a day. It was awful. And mind you, single mom, but it was something that I knew was worthwhile because I totally believed 100%. And that's something that anybody that's out there, you have an idea and you do believe in it 110% and you're willing to give your life for it, I will guarantee that you will be successful, but you need to have, you know, the means and the time and the belief, and your whole life will revolve around whatever that item is. And I know that a lot of people listening may be small business owners, and they're shaking their heads going, yep, we know it. And Deanna, you're shaking your head going, yep, I know, that's right. We have to put, you know, your whole
We need to go for a break. Jody, we need to break away here for just a minute.
Okay, sure.
So that's how the invention headline it got started. But we do need to take a quick break here. Sure. We'll return. I want to talk a little bit more about advice you would have for other entrepreneurs and how to make more lemonade out of the lemons that are in their lives. So stay tuned. This is Deanne DeMarco with Today's Inspiring Women. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women, and we have got Jody Plushka on the line. And Jody is an inventor who actually was in the finalist for Inventor of the Year and came up with a wonderful invention called Headline It. She was started turning bald when she was 13. By 20, she didn't have a hair in her head. And she took those lemons and made lemonade out of it. She's also the winner of the 2012 Enterprising Woman of the Year Award as well. And so, Jody, when we're talking here, so what advice do you have for women who want to brand themselves in a positive way?
Well, the big thing is to focus on what your goal is. I mean, everybody needs to have a plan of action. It needs to be flexible. It needs to be doable. I mean, as I say on my website, I really try to focus on successful people, you know how to obtain their goals because they keep focus on the goals and they have a strong purpose to achieve them, and so they keep pushing forward. But a lot of these goals need to be flexible, and a lot of people don't realize that. They will write something down on a piece of paper thinking they need to follow it to a T, and that is not true. There needs to be flexibility with that goal as you're achieving it. And when somebody has the branding is something that you totally believe in 100%. Make sure they do the market research, do focus groups to find out with your branding as you're starting what is most pleasable, to people as your brand, be it yourself or be it the product that you have. That is extremely important. And social media nowadays, Facebook is a wonderful venue to be able to get people to give you feedback with branding. I mean, that's very important, Deanne, is to see what's going to sell and to kind of follow the trends. Now, in today's economic, we're having such a recession that personalities are what all the big companies are focusing on. So if you have a brand that you're pushing, make sure you push your brand and you have somebody, a personable person that's likable, that people can relate to, because that is what's selling nowadays, is when you have somebody that people can relate to. And that's really important in branding nowadays.
You know, you've been very successful with your invention, Headline It. And, I mean, it's used for people with cancer patients that put it underneath their wigs, utility workers that put it underneath their hard hats, equestrians that put it underneath their hats as well, baseball players to keep the sweat out. I mean, you've been very successful with this. What were some of the steps that you took in order to be so successful?
Well, I think the biggest key to success is failure. You need to have, you need to fail in certain realms to know where you're going to succeed. So in particular with our product, when we came to market, we actually were hitting the retail venue and spending an astronomical amount of money on samples with the Headliner product to send out to the different locations to find out only that we basically were failing, because when you have a brand new product like ours, people can't go look for what they don't know exists. So unless you have a $1 million marketing budget to start with, you have to find your niche. So what I mean by the failure is we've kind of failed at some particular going into the retail markets to only understand that going into the distributors, the safety distributors, we have the contract with the military. We're part of the tactical planogram with APES, which is the Army Air Force Exchange Systems, in over 190 countries. But we wouldn't have really learned how to do that until we were able to kind of fail in the retail, really develop our marketing, really develop our deal sheets and how to send out the samples and how to present our product, that we were able to, to find the success in the distributing area and the safety distributor, industrial safety, as well as our medical version, which is in the wig portion of things. So it's one of those things. There are companies that can just, start from the bottom up and immediately succeed. But I think Deanne, you probably can agree with me on this. Until you find your niche, it's important to kind of learn from those failures how to strengthen your product and how to become more successful. So that's basically what we have done over the 6 years, is understand where our place is best, where our sample, our return on investment of our samples being sent out, leading to sales and doing as much free marketing as we can, be it different radio shows. I, of course, host Ripley's Believe It or Not Radio's Weird Medical Maladies. So being part of Ripley's Believe It or Not gives me a lot of really good pull to have those links back to our headline at websites. And, doing as much as you can, in the communities and being active and things like that, that are going to be able to get stories out, that are going to help you with free publicity and free marketing is so incredibly important.
So some of the things that I really heard you say is that, one, really trying to define your niche wasn't as easy as it sounds.
Exactly.
And that finding that niche was actually, failure helped you to find that niche.
Without a doubt, exactly. And it helped us strengthen our marketing materials. It helped us be able to change. I mean, we really, totally changed our marketing from when we began to where we are now. I mean, our company kind of did a pretty much a 180 of where we needed to go. But based on those failures in the retail market, we were able to, and now we're back into the retail market, but we knew that we had to start somewhere, and so that's where we started. And of course, that's where we shouldn't have started. We should have started but the distributor route. But then, that failure is what helped us become more successful and really found our niche to where we need to be. And of course, that's what our product, which is a brand new product, a concept that's never been out there before. So a lot of people out there, I mean, maybe they have services or different products that are already out there. I mean, you should have a very successful business plan and try to follow that, yet have that flexibility, because you should be able to hopefully know what market you should be able to, be pushing your product towards and be able to follow those plans. But like I said, every business plan needs to be flexible and be able to, to turn a little bit here and there and follow where the successes are taking you. That's key, so key.
So what do you think is your number one key for your success?
Determination and being intrinsically motivated. I think it all relies on the fact that I lost my hair. I wanted to help other people, and my whole life has been having those intrinsic motivation that everything that I do is based on trying to do everything intrinsic, being from the inside, not caring about the money aspect of things. I have to pay my bills, of course, but being intrinsically motivated, being able to focus on why I created the product, you know, how many people it's helping. And that really shows when I'm pitching to, you know, different companies, and everybody always says, oh, you have so much passion and you have so much belief in your product, and it makes them believe in the product. And that's what marketing is. Marketing today is belief, having other people believe and see your vision. If they see your vision, they believe in your product, and you have a good product to, you know, to back it up, you will be successful. If you don't have a good message or good marketing, you know, things just go by the wayside. So I think that that whole me being intrinsically motivated and being able to push our company and all the different, you know, rep agencies that work with us, and all the different sales reps from the different distributors that we work with, you know, getting everybody on as a team. We're all people, and we all have one goal in mind, and that's helping other people. And then the money comes and it follows. Those that chase the money, the money will end. Those that chase their dream and they are, you know, doing it from within will inevitably have continued success. So I think that is the absolute
key. I love that. Yeah, yeah, I love the believe in your vision. You know, we only have about 3 minutes left, and I wanted to talk about your book just a little bit. So tell us about your book, Bald is Beautiful, My Journey to Becoming.
Beautiful. Okay, yeah, it starts from the age of 13 all the way up until I was on the American Inventor TV show, and I wrote a lot of little things in there about Simon Cowell and working the whole invention process from the time I received my first patent to the trademarks, to the branding, to the different focus groups we worked with. But I, you know, I went through my whole life, as I kind of explained to you in the first part of this interview. I really kind of went into some detail about things that I encountered. And once again, I really wanted to write that to help other people overcome those particular obstacles and see that, you know, we can make it through just about anything. I mean, we're the most resilient people on earth. We are. And it's just all your mindset. I mean, we can do anything. You can do anything. You know, if you're in that abusive relationship, you can overcome it. If you're looking, you know, financially, things are going very bad. I mean, you can step out of that and you can change your life. We have the ability to do that. Once again, you just need to believe, have some goals, set it forward, and try to follow what it is and make your life different. You can see the glass as half empty or half full, and I've always been a half full person, and I don't know the word no. And somebody interviewed me, Dan Castro, for his new book, Entrepreneurology, and he said that's one of the biggest things about entrepreneurs is we don't know what the word no means. And yeah, to me, no means a new opportunity. So brainwash yourself. You know, I do a lot of life coaching. You know, you can always get in touch with me, and we can have life coaching sessions. And it's just the power of positive thinking, Dan. That's what gets people to be successful.
So how do people get hold of your book, and how do people get hold of your product, Headline It?
Sure. They can go to headlineit.com, which is spelled just like it is, H-E-A-D-L-I-N-E-I-T, headlineit.com. And if you have any questions and want to write me at Jody, J-O-D-I, at headlineit.com. And if you get to headlineit.com, you'll see my name, Jody Plischka, and jodyplischka.com or thesolutionologist.com is my keynote speaking. So I'm always happy if anybody has any events that are coming up to present any of my The Power of Life Planning or Turning Obstacles into Opportunities, and come out and give you an hour pep talk and help you walk away feeling motivated and refreshed.
That's cool. And then they can get your book. How do they get hold of your book?
They can get my book right on headlineit.com.
Oh,
although
same place.
It is with Barnes & Noble and Borders, and it's just about Amazon. It's just about anywhere. So if you just Google Bald is Beautiful, My Journey to Becoming, they can purchase it that way. If they want a signed copy, they can go to headlineit.com, and they'll see my two children's books. And they'll see my Bald is Beautiful, as well as our Headline It product that are for sale on there as well.
Very good. Well, Jody, I can't believe how this time has just flown. I'd like to thank you very much for being on today's Inspiring Women. And again, that was Headline It and Bald is Beautiful, My Journey to Becoming. Thank you very much for being on today's Inspiring Women.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little to another entrepreneur who, through failure, has been able to be very, very successful. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest-growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email Deanne@DeanneDeMarco.com for more information.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne@DeanneDeMarco.com. That's DEANNE@DeanneDeMarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco with Today's Inspiring Women, and we have got another dynamite guest for you today. You know, we have Kelsey Humphreys, and Kelsey is a lady who was doing very, very well and got the dream job of her life and decided to can it so she could go in and do her own business, and then made some mistakes along the way. And today is a very successful entrepreneur, and I can't wait to learn about some of the success secrets that she has learned that she can share with us. She's also the first generation U.S. citizen in her family. The bulk of her family is in South Africa, where her parents are from, and she now lives in Oklahoma City. So, Kelsey, welcome to Today's Inspiring Women.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's so fun to be here.
Yeah, I mean, you are one of the most driven entrepreneurs that I've met in a long time. You know, so tell us a little bit about your journey.
Sure. Well, the thing about being so driven like that is that all my drive wasn't necessarily headed in the right direction. And so You talked about, you know, I pushed myself in my advertising career. I started as a graphic designer, and then I realized that I could not handle just sitting at a desk designing all day. And so I pushed myself to learn some marketing and some strategy. I worked my way up to associate creative director, which, like you said, that was a job that I loved. It was a dream job, but there was something still missing. And so I was able to quit my job and start my business. And I actually loved having my own business, but I could feel that I wasn't there quite yet. And then in my first year of business, I ended up getting pregnant. So that's one bit of advice I would give to other women out there, is maybe don't do that in your first year business, but It was a great blessing. But during that time, whenever I was pregnant and when I had a newborn, you have a lot of time to yourself thinking in the wee hours of the night. And so I started to think through all the different things I had loved. In college, I really thought I was going to be a pop star. I really thought I was going to be a singer-songwriter superstar. Obviously, you know, I'm here today. That didn't quite happen.
And but, so you are, but you still sing.
I do. Yes, I do sing. But it's not, you know, my business plan, my dream, my passion anymore. But it'll always be a part of my life. Yes. And so when I was there with my newborn in the wee hours of the night, I decided to really sit down and write out all the different things I loved, all the different things I was good at. And I realized that having my own business was close. I just didn't have the right business model quite yet. So that's when I had also been kind of journaling along the way and talking to a bunch of other young people who wanted to also start their own business. And that's kind of how my book started to form. I started to think about, you know, everything I've gone through, other people are going through too. And you know what they say, when you get asked the same questions over and over, you should probably take the answer and write it down. So that's what I did. And the tipping point was hearing from so many frustrated, creative, entrepreneurial young people who were stuck in a job they hate. And I just believe that life is too short and too long for us to be stuck in a job we hate, 40 hours a week, 80,000 hours of our lives, on the small end of our lives, 80,000 hours that we've been working. And I really want people to find something that they love. And it's easier than ever to go out on your own and take your knowledge and expertise and start your own business like I did. So that's what formed my book. And with the launch of my book, I started writing more and consulting more directly for that person who wanted to start their own business. So instead of consulting, which was my business all along, instead of consulting for big businesses and big brands, I've just narrowed my focus to help that small business owner, and it's just changed everything. It's been amazing.
So what advice do you have for entrepreneurs that they need to know when they're getting started for their own business?
Well, one thing that I'm really passionate about helping people understand is that if you take the time while you're still employed, while you still have a full-time job that you hate or that you don't love, or that you're ready to move on, while you still have that job, take the time to make a plan and really figure out what's next for you. And once you have that end plan and goal in mind, then you can start to make that journey happen while you're still employed. When I was still employed at the job that I loved, I posted about my personal brand, like things that I was working on, things that I loved on social media. I had a blog, I had my own website, I had my own brand. And within reason, you know, for someone who is still employed, I would promote what I was doing. And it was through a friend of a friend on Facebook that my first international client that allowed me to go out on my own found me. So if you start to be intentional with what you're doing right now before you start your business, if you start to reshape how you think about all of your external, you know, just even how you network with people, all of that can start to change once you have your goal in mind. So I think people get overwhelmed thinking, oh man, I've got to save up or get a small business loan, and then I got to find an office, and you know, I got to do all this stuff before I start my business. And that's really just not the case anymore. So I think make that plan and then start to do some small steps while you're still employed to get yourself ready.
I like that. And then the other thing I like is your comment about being intentional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really like that you need to, you know, it's a little bit of what our first guest talked about is believing in your vision. And I think that's the same concept as being intentional and believing in your vision and taking those small steps to move forward.
Yes, and I think many entrepreneurs have a million different passions. I was that way. You know, I loved both design and music. I loved speaking in front of crowds. That's a huge part of my business now, is speaking to other entrepreneurs. All of those multi-passions, that's totally fine, but you can't pursue them all at once. And so part of what I try to walk people through is, you know, what do you really want to, a lot of mistakes that I see is people idealizing the destination. So let's say they say, I want to be a master blogger with 100,000 Twitter followers, and I want to be guest posting on, you know, Mind Body Green or whatever their, you know, big blog that they would love to write for or something. So this is like their ideal vision of the destination, right? But the journey to get there, that journey is going to take writing every day. And when I stop to talk to them about it, they're like, well, I don't really love writing. Well, well, that's not going to work. you know, you have to actually love the process and love the actual, you know, you have to be passionate enough to get you all the way to where you want to go. So a lot of entrepreneurs have a lot of passions about that end goal. They have this cool business idea, but what is it going to take from day one to day, you know, 100,000 to get that business off the ground and to actually make that your life, your dream life you have envisioned for yourself? So once they stop and realize, okay, which passion should I pursue first, which is important, then the intentional part becomes, you know, waking up an hour earlier, taking your lunch break, taking part of your evenings while you're still employed and gaining momentum in an intentional way, like you were saying.
Yeah, but I also heard you say is that, you know, the mistake is they're not realistic on what the process is going to be for them to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just, it's so funny because it happens all across, I mean, all different industries. People have this idealized version of what it's going to be to get there. And I encourage people to stop and ask, find someone that you can ask what it took to get there. You know, if you want to be, like, for example, with me, the reason I finally gave up music, I didn't like the life of being an aspiring musician. Well, guess what? All musicians have to be aspiring for 10 to even 30 years. I mean, that's what the majority of getting there is that, you know, bars and small restaurants and tiny gigs where right. No one's listening to you. That is, and real musicians who make it love it because they love what they're doing, and it doesn't matter that it's a dive bar and then a coffee shop, you know. They love that, and I realized I didn't, and I realized that I've got to change what I'm doing here because I'm not going to be able to stay in this for the long haul. But it wasn't an easy, it's hard sometimes, you know, to give up on part of our dream or one of our passions, but it is so worth it because we start to realize what our sweet spot is and what we're really created to go be awesome at. I am not made to be the next Beyonce, clearly. So once you figure it out, it is an awesome experience because then it, you know, changes your whole life.
Yeah, I think that's really, really top-notch advice is that you need to be really realistic on what's it going to get there. You need to be intentional in taking those steps. And you need to plan in the long haul. I mean, it's not a short-term thing. If it's a lifelong dream, it's got to know it's a lifelong dream, which
yes,
means it's
exactly.
Not over in a month. You know?
Exactly. And, you know, part of that for people in their 30s and definitely, you know, 20-somethings, it's hard to, it's heavy to think about a goal that's so far away. But really, if we let ourselves realize that the goal is so far away, it can be empowering because all you need to do is the very next step. You know, I'm not trying to make it to my goal next year. You know, I have a few years, so let's just focus on the next task. And I think that's something that's important to remember, or else a lot of people will struggle with overwhelm. And so remembering that you have that goal way off in the distance, yes, it takes some planning and you have to be realistic, but once you realize that, it actually gives you more time to do that meaningful work.
Right. You know, and you actually have to do the short-term goals first before you can be successful in those long-term goals.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's just really, really key, I think, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs just don't really realize that, and I think you're right, they do idolize what that end result's going to be. I'm going to make $1 million, I'm going to make $2 million, $3 million, not realizing that you have to make the first 1,000 first. Then you have to make the first 10,000, you know, you have to make the first 100,000 before you can even come close to making that million. It's a long-term strategy, not a short-term strategy.
Right. And today's day and age, a lot of solopreneurs, you know, it may not be money, it might be influence. But if you're not really helping the 1,000 followers you have or the 100 people on your email list, you're never going to get to your next milestone. You know, so it's the same thing in terms of influence, just like it would be in terms of dollars.
Wow, I like that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're not helping the 5 people that are on your list, there's no way you can help the masses. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to take a quick break here. This is really good stuff. We come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the other advice you might have. This is Deanne DeMarco, today's Inspiring Women. We'll be right back.
My name's Ken, and I am as general a contractor as you'll find. I do
kitchen remodeling, additions, plumbing, painting. Ken does it all. And I'm Mandy,
the owner of the UPS store in my neighborhood. And Mandy here does it all, too. She
handles Ken's packing and shipping. Because when you're remodeling a bathroom and a client
changes their mind on a light fixture or a mirror, Mandy packs it up and ships it out. She also
helps Ken promote his business, like with these new brochures we printed, new business cards.
And the flyers are great, too. In fact, when I'm at a job and I'm expecting a delivery,
I sign for it. I even let him know with a text or email.
Since I got a mailbox at the UPS store. I have to say, as much as I love being on my own, I'm not alone. I've got Mandy here.
To help with the heavy lifting?
Well, figuratively speaking.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com for more information.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at DeanneDeMarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women, and we have got Kelsey Humphreys on the line. And Kelsey is another one of those entrepreneurs, really driven entrepreneurs, that has made a very, very strong, huge success of herself. You know, and Kelsey, you also have a book called Go Solo. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Yes. Well, like I said, when I kind of went through my journey, I realized that there were a lot of young people, well, not even just young, but just entrepreneurial type people stuck in a job they hated. So I had actually been bombarded by this particular phrase, which is Tolkien's, "Not all who wander are lost," which is a beautiful and true statement. But I felt like my generation, particularly a lot of millennials, were clinging to that statement as some sort of mantra, like we're just going to wander for a while. And it really got me frustrated because all that wandering is just wasting time. I felt like they were going to wake up in 5 years or 10 years or 1 year, realizing that they had wasted some really important years of their lives. So that was kind of my tipping point to start the book. And the book, if you go check it out on Amazon, you'll notice it has mountains on the cover because I kind of used this mountain climbing analogy throughout the book in response to that Tolkien quote. So it's kind of funny that it actually ended up shaping the book. But basically, I just wanted people to realize that it has never been easier to go out on your own and become a solo entrepreneur. So the book has three sections. The first one is finding the right passion, which you and I kind of just talked about, making sure that you're picking the right thing for you and you're not, you know, idealizing the destination and forgetting about the journey. And then the second part actually helps them to focus their efforts, focus their efforts while they're employed, get their personal branding and marketing set up so that they can go out on their own. And then the last section just kind of talks about launching and success and how to keep going after you start reaching some milestones.
Oh, very good. You know, so let's talk a little bit more about some of the other piece of advice you might have. So going back to your book, we talked a little bit about the passion piece. I'd like to touch in this last section that you have in your book around moving forward with your success. What advice would you have around that?
Well, you know, I think that once you finally get going, it can be so easy. This is a mistake I see a lot of people do, to put your head down and get to the work. You know, so let's say you finally launch as a consultant and you're overwhelmed with work and you're doing all this client work, which is great. And that's fantastic, that's a great problem to have once you launch. But if you want to keep up with bigger shops in town, if you want to compete against more established consultants or solopreneurs who have been doing it longer, you have to keep marketing yourself. So all the strategies that you kind of worked through in order to get your brand established before you went out on your own, you have to keep those up. You know, today's social culture, it's very personal. So it's very, you know, people want to buy from a person and an idea, you know, some values rather than just a brand, right? Well, that is something that entrepreneurs and solopreneurs can really capitalize on because we are people. We are not giant businesses. We are not big corporations. So I think once you finally get out there as an entrepreneur, you finally have your own business, don't be afraid to take those selfies and journal about what's going on in your life and what decisions you're making in your business, and get involved with writing articles for other publications if you can, and networking with other entrepreneurs and being real about what you're going through, because people want to buy from people. It's almost like social media has taken us back to the olden times where you walked down the street and did business with the guy down the street because you knew him.
Right.
And so now we're kind of in the same era. It just happens to be online. So if you can leverage the fact that you are a real person, you know, running your business, you know, who does this really well is, you know, Etsy type shops or brick and mortar stores that are on the craftier home decor type part of the industry like that. They do a great job of using Instagram. They do a great job of using Pinterest. You know, maybe they're not as active on Twitter or something, but every different industry has its own social media that applies more to that industry. Use the one that applies to you. Be personal. Be out there. Be yourself. And I think that is something that can really set entrepreneurs apart once they get started and once they get going, because we are competing with much bigger shops. So that's something that we can leverage.
You know, I think that's really interesting that you commented on that, is that, you know, because a lot of people are arguing that the internet has made us more, you know, not as personal. And what I'm hearing you say is that we definitely need to reach out and be personal because people are looking to make those connections with you.
Yes.
I think that's really, really interesting. You know, one of the comments that you've talked about a couple times, and I just want to touch on real quick, is, you know, as a solopreneur or a small entrepreneur, you know, how do you compete with the big shops?
Yes, well, that is a tough one depending on, you know, every industry is different. But my advice is that just like, you know, a big companies, I used to work in an advertising agency where those big companies were our clients. So I've kind of seen how it works. And what I recommend that those small businesses do is that you cannot forget about your own marketing. And the part that I just mentioned can be a part of it, but you cannot forget about, I actually just published an article with Entrepreneur this weekend about how Small Business Saturday is coming up. Now, if you own a small store in your town, I bet, you know, that is like your Super Bowl, and it should be. But if you are a consultant, I bet that doesn't even like cross your radar. Small Business Saturday. But what's important is you are a part of small business culture as well. Consultants, photographers, designers, writers, freelancers, all those people who are, you know, who are their business, and maybe they just have one or two employees, small businesses, you can leverage things like Small Business Saturday if you have it on your calendar and you're making a plan. So I recommend that everyone actually sit down, you know, in, well, ideally you would sit down in like November right now, and you would plan out at least the first two quarters of the next year. Think about your marketing. Those big businesses spend so much money a month on marketing. They outsource to agencies. They have marketing firms. They're tracking things. You need to have some sort of analytics. Not huge. Doesn't have to be, you know, crazy analytics. But just something, yeah, something you can track, even if it's just like your Facebook insights or whatever on your Facebook page.
So give us real quick, what services do you provide and what's the best way for people to get hold of you?
Sure. Well, I provide kind of what we just talked about. I help entrepreneurs to go through and make a marketing plan. And then my main package that I offer is called the Startup Success Package. And so that's when someone has figured everything out and they're ready to launch their business, or maybe they've been in business for like a year but they've never had a real launch with a logo and website and slogan and marketing plan. That is my best-selling package right now called the Startup Success Package.
And how do people get hold of you?
You can find me on KelseyHumphreys.com and pretty much every single social media platform is just my name, Kelsey Humphreys.
Okay, and that was K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Humphreys, H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y-S, Kelsey Humphreys.
That's me.
In fact, that's how I found you. It was on social media.
Yeah.
It was very cool. Well, Kelsey, I'd like to thank you very much. And your book, again, is going Go Solo. I'd like to thank you very much for being on today's Inspiring Women.
Yes, thank you, Deanne. It was great.
You know, every week I try and bring you extraordinary women who can help you to spark your career and life growth. And I end every week with a quote and an action. And my quote for this week is by a U.S. President, John F. Kennedy. And he said, change is the law of life. And those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future. So your action for this week is to think about what you would like your business or personal life to look like 1 year from now. Until next time, this is Deanne DeMarco with today's Inspiring Women. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Today's Inspiring Women. Please join host Deanne DeMarco and other entrepreneurial and business leaders next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have an outstanding week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.